7 o'clock, and time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Your host, Dana Rodriguez, today with his regular cast of characters, columnist Leah Garchik and author Jerry Nachman.
Sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry.
And here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely, if rainy, weekend and can join us over the course of the next hour for our show, which, after all, is nothing without you because we are an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we need you, the audience out there, to call and participate. Very, very important. The number is area code 415-841-4134. That again, that is 415-841-4134, or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. We'll be taking your questions and giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So again, 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Just to remind you of our email address, it's mindsovermatter, MindsOverMatter at yahoo.com. mindsovermatter, all one word, at yahoo.com. And if you like to hear this show online, you can do that anywhere if you have a smartphone or a radio. At our computer at kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you like a podcast of this show, it should be available reasonably soon after our broadcast tonight at kalw.org. All right. All that being said, we will start with a round of introductions. Here's the first. Jerry Nachman suggests that President Obama should exit the White House for the duration of his term. Why would he do that?
Well, haven't you been reading about Mitch McConnell's the Supreme Court?
Yeah, but
he's a lame duck. He's useless.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
lame. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, okay.
right over my head.
It did. Yeah. Leah Garchik is enjoying this April shower, although it's only March. It might as well be spring.
And it is spring. If we want a truly vulgar fellow to be president, our moderator Dana Rodriguez can't think of a better person than Trump. Other than the original, the Roman Emperor Vulgarian.
That's right. And we'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay, what is the only state to have its postal designation changed since 1963 when the two-letter postal abbreviations began? And two bells if you guess why, if you know why.
Since 1963...
It was changed in 1969.
Okay. Is there an obvious reason for it that you can think of?
Not an obvious reason.
Is it something they asked for? Do you even know the backstory on it?
No. Someone else asked for it.
Someone else asked for it. Is it because it was too similar to another state?
No.
But it was
too similar to another entity, let's say.
Ah. Another country, maybe?
I can't tell you any more than that.
All right.
Give me too many
it's
clues.
It's not. Time for an on-air conference. So it's not Alabama and Alaska.
No, those are two different.
What are they? AL is Alaska,
AK.
I think.
Alaska is AK.
AK?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was from the beginning? Was it Iowa? That's a strange one. Oh. IA.
But what other state is, could start with an I they could get confused with?
Idaho?
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's not because it's not because it's similar to another state's abbreviation.
Oh, but you said it was another entity.
Yeah. Asked that it be changed to avoid confusion.
Is the other entity a government agency?
I can't tell you that.
Maybe it's Guam, Puerto Rico.
No, it is not another government. No,
but there aren't states.
No, it's not
a state.
Another...
You said it's a state. We're talking about a state.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's not an. It is not a government designation that requested it.
Okay. All right. Why don't you do the question once more, please?
What is the only state to have its postal designation changed since 1963, when the two-letter postal abbreviations began, and why, if you know that? It was changed in 1969.
Just one more question. Does the abbreviation look... Is it almost completely similar to what was there before? Like, it's they didn't change all the letters or anything like
no.
that?
No.
No. Okay.
It's exactly the same as what it was before.
The abbreviation is the same, so what's the change? I don't understand.
I'm confused.
The original abbreviation for Nebraska was similar to another entity that asked that it be changed to avoid confusion.
So the abbreviation is not the same now. It was
no,
changed.
No, it was changed. Yes, exactly. Okay. That's the premise of the question, yeah.
Nebraska.
Nebraska and New Brunswick?
Yes.
Oh. <you go.
laughs> Excellent.
All right.
Yeah, and it was originally NB, and New Brunswick asked for it to be changed, and it is now NE.
All right.
Okay.
Very good, Leah.
Okay. Now we frustrated all the callers.
Well, yes. So many
and Nevada is NV?
Yes, I think.
Okay.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Happy New City.
Hello.
A couple questions.
Yes.
Where did the wood for the Ford Woody station wagons come from?
Once more, Gareth.
Where did the wood from the Ford that was used for the wood paneling of Ford Woody station wagons come from?
Where did the wood come from?
And what's the word you said before Woody? For?
Yeah, the Ford Woody station
Ford
wagon.
Woody station wagon.
Oh, Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did the wood come
what do you mean,
from?
You mean what tree or what country or what?
Some source.
Some store?
Source.
No.
Source.
Source.
Yeah.
So, was it metal?
No.
Well, it was real wood. It came from a tree, didn't it?
Yeah, I know, but you know what? Where the trees were located?
Who, what?
So where the trees were located.
Oh.
I don't know. Oregon.
Sherwood Forest.
Oregon.
But you're in the right area.
California. Northern California.
Nope. It was near Dearborn, I'll tell you that.
Oh, near Dearborn. Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Okay. I don't know.
Was that the answer to the question?
Well, part of it.
Gosh, we don't know, Gary.
Dearborn Woods.
It was from Henry Ford's private forest in Iron Mountain, Michigan.
Oh, all right.
Well, okay. I should know this because my paternal grandfather used to be a bodyman for the Ford Motor Company. What they would do is they would cut down the trees, bring it over to the factory over in Dearborn, and start cutting them into panels and strips, and then put the body together.
Okay.
And here's my second question.
Yes.
Who was the first comedian to do his comedy variety series in color?
Who was the first comedian to do his comedy variety series in color?
Yeah.
So what year would this have been, Gareth?
Oh, this was in the
60s.
God, it was in the early 60s.
George Gobel?
No.
I think it was...
60s.
Are you sure it wasn't before that?
No, it wasn't before that. Came after that.
So it was broadcasting color, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Milton Berle?
No.
No.
Jackie Gleason?
No.
That's a good guess.
But I thought Jackie...
He did do it.
Was
it
before,
in color.
He did do it in color.
But I don't know if he was the first.
He didn't do his variety show in color until 1956.
1966? He still had a variety show in 1966?
No, the comedian did his first did his show in color in the early 60s.
Early 60s. Okay, let's think about that. Did the show run very long?
Oh, yes. Very, very long.
Early Dean Martin?
Nope.
That's a, yeah, that's
that was
too
early, I think. Yeah,
early 60s. And it ran a long time. Comedy variety show. No, we don't know, Gareth.
You want me to give you a hint?
Yeah.
His name was a color. His first name was a color.
Oh, Red Skelton?
Right.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
And Leah, it is your turn.
Okay, and we're going for Blast from the Past, Rhyming Triplets. Now, to explain, those, you're going to get three clues, and then the answers will be three words that will rhyme.
Give people
okay?
an example, one example.
Oh, I don't have an example in mind. Let's say Stinger, Ringer. No, I'm giving you the clues.
Oh.
Stinger, curved letter, and a golf component. So it would be B, C, and T.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
There's
an
example.
That's good.
All right. Okay? Okay. So these clues are three bad things. And the first one is on a stage. The second one is on a diamond. And the third is on a medical report. Three bad things, and they rhyme with each other.
Okay.
Stage, on a diamond, and on a medical report.
Yeah.
A fluff, a muff, and a buff. I don't know.
No.
Three bad things.
Well, fluff and a muff would both work.
What's
is muff,
a muff
a term in
muff
in
on a diamond, baseball diamond?
Oh, I thought you meant a fluff. Muff. And what would fluff be?
Well, I don't know. I just made that
no,
up.
No, it's not that.
I thought I got two out of three.
No, you didn't.
Okay,
you got one. Well, you didn't get one.
I got two out of three.
All right,
come on.
And okay. Stage diamond. Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Linda El Cerrito.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. You know, of course, there's a lot of talk going around about Alexander Hamilton being taken off the $10 bill and replaced by a woman.
Right.
So, as you know, Hamilton was not a president, of course, and most of our bills do have presidents on the front. So I was wondering if you could tell me how many which presidents are on bills, U.S. bills.
We already had that question. I thought
you had it. Oh, I'm
from
sorry.
You, maybe even.
Well, no. You mean in bills in common circulation, or like Woodrow Wilson is
any bills, whether they circulate or not. Most of them do circulate.
Well, Woodrow Wilson, Grover Cleveland.
Okay, Wilson is on what?
Oh boy, it's like the 10,000. Is it the 100,000?
That's right, 100,000.
Mm-hmm. Grover Cleveland is that the 1,000?
Yes.
Well, George Washington, of course,
mm-hmm.
one.
One.
Andrew Jackson on the 20.
Uh-huh.
Lincoln on the 5.
Uh-huh.
Grant's on the 50.
Right.
Who's on the 100? Because that's Franklin, isn't it?
Yeah, so not a president.
500. Is there a $500 bill?
Yes.
Is that a president?
Uh-huh.
That's not Cleveland, it's not Wilson. James Madison?
Madison is on one, but you got the wrong denomination.
Okay.
Shall I tell you what it is?
Yeah.
It's the 5,000.
Okay.
Which we don't see much. It's not, doesn't circulate.
I don't see it much. I don't know.
No, it's not around to be circulated.
Oh, Thomas Jefferson's on the 2.
Right. Okay, so there's just one left, and that's the $500 one.
$500. Didn't we do that? Okay, no.
Nobody knows?
No.
Okay, that's McKinley.
Oh, all right.
So anyway, I just wanted to point out that Hamilton was used to being thrown in front of the bus, thrown under the bus, because do you know what denomination he was originally on?
Huh. That's a good 100. Question.
2.5.
No, there was no 2.5 to my knowledge.
The $100 bill.
No, better than that.
2.5. Was it a large denomination?
Yes.
So was it originally like the $100 bill?
Well, it was bigger than that.
$1,000 bill?
Yeah, it was a $1,000 bill. Oh. And then when was he put on the $10 bill?
Oh gosh, no!
Instead.
I know I did. No,
quite a come down. That was in 1928.
Okay.
So, and as to the people who were not presidents who were on, who's the most prominent example you can think of?
Benjamin Franklin.
Well, yeah, on the 100, but there's another one that has a lot bigger value.
Henry Clay?
No, he's not on anything that I know of.
Oh. The people that were not president.
Uh-huh. There's one quite amazing example.
No, we don't know.
Salmon P. Chase.
Oh, that's right. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was a treasurer.
He was Secretary of the Treasury under Lincoln.
Right, and he put himself on the bill.
Oh.
Well, not on the $10,000 bill. He was actually on the dollar bill. And then in 1928, he was taken off the dollar. I'm not sure about that. And then he was put on the 10,000. But a great example of hubris, if you ask me.
Right. All right.
So, anyway, that's about it.
Thanks, Linda.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Leah, let me ask you about your triplet question. You mean, when you say on a stage, you mean a theater stage or a stagecoach?
No, not a coach.
Okay, and a diamond, a baseball diamond or the jewel?
Saying.
Oh, you're not even telling us that.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Oh, well, okay for you.
All right, let's see here. Okay, let me give you a couple questions. Yesterday was the first day of spring. What's the only Academy Award-winning song with spring in the title?
Well, not it might as well be spring.
That's
huh?
right. That's
it
the only it? One. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well.
Okay.
Leah got it in her introduction.
Oh, all right. Okay. What is the largest business in the world that is named after a pro hockey player?
Tim Horton. Tim
That's
Horton's
right.
a coffee house.
See,
chain.
I'm donut. So unfamiliar with these things.
Donut.
I thought that was an interesting question.
Oh, they're all over Canada.
Yeah,
know,
that's
yeah.
very true.
Yeah.
Okay. Since you got both of my questions there. All right, I'm going to give you some dog breed nicknames. We did some of this last week. I'll do a few more this week. Okay. These are dog breed nicknames, so I just need you to name the breed of dog it applies to. Number one, the badger dog. B-A-D-G-E-R, the badger dog. Number two, the lifesaver. Number three, the emperor's dog. Number four, the Great Lakes dog. Number five, the French aristocrat.
Oh.
And number six, the White Cavalier. So these are dog breed nicknames. Tell me the breed that it applies to. Number one, the badger dog. Number two, the lifesaver. Number three, the emperor's dog. Number four, the Great Lakes dog. Number five, the French aristocrat. Number six, the White Cavalier. I'll give you each a
well,
guess.
The St. Bernard has to be like the lifesaver.
It is not.
It is not.
It is not.
Oh. Is the emperor's dog the Shih Tzu?
No, but you're on the right track. Okay.
French aristocrat, the poodle?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
Not
much on dogs, but...
The badger dog, the lifesaver, the emperor's dog, the Great Lakes dog, the French aristocrat, and the White Cavalier. What dog breeds do those nicknames apply to?
Pekingese for the emperor's dog.
You're right. You're right. Good. Okay. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We're the longest-running radio quiz show in the United States. And our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle columnist Leah Garjik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Steve, how are you?
Good.
Very quick, this element, metal, metallic, it looks like, if you look at it, it will look like silver or aluminum. What actually does, if you hold it in your hand, it will melt.
It looks like aluminum, but if you hold it in your hand, it will melt.
Will melt. And then you drop it in the ground, it will become solid again.
Mercury.
Yeah, no, mercury is liquid period.
Okay.
Mercury and bromine are the only liquid elements.
Okay.
So it is not mercury. So I, because I'd like to ask you another question or so. Leave that to the audience. Very interesting. Really is. Second one is, biggest cat can weigh as much as 1,500 pounds.
The biggest what?
1,500 pounds.
Cat?
Mm-hmm. Cat family.
Oh, all right. Oh, what's the biggest cat, you mean? Like the tiger?
Yeah, the tiger only 600 pounds.
Oh.
You know, max 600.
So
it can be 1,500 pounds.
Not the lion either?
Lion is actually generally smaller than tiger. Usually go about 400 to 500 pounds.
Okay. Now, is this
a question 5 years ago?
Well, we can't remember
I'll
everything.
I'll give you the answer because I have another very tiny question. Liger.
That's three.
Liger.
Oh.
Liger.
All right.
What is a liger?
A liger is a
lion
when they
tiger?
Breed a lion
male,
and a tiger.
Male,
oh.
male lion
I've never
and
heard
male tiger.
Oh,
1,500
yeah.
pounds.
And
okay.
The second biggest is Tigons, which is female lion and male tiger. It's a really beautiful. Okay, but very tiny question. Always, you know, was this horrible stereotype of people in the Middle East, especially about women. When it comes to that, really, countries like Saudi Arabia are the worst and the guilty. But if you go to other countries like Egypt, Syria, and Lebanon, women there have at least as much right as men. So this woman in the year 1250 A.D., she actually defeated the Seventh Crusade army. And not only that, but the battle ended, 30,000 French were killed, and Louis Alliance was captured. Later on, who's traded for big ransom. What is the name of this woman? Yeah, the woman led the army at the time. Her husband got sick and died. She had to take over the army. She's very famous, very great stories and folklore about her.
Ah.
Leave that to the audience. Be interesting.
What nationality was she?
She was Egyptian.
Oh, really?
Of all things.
Really? Need you ask? All right. All right, E, we will do that.
Yeah, we'll do that. Thank you very much.
Thanks, E.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. And Jerry, it's your turn.
All righty. What do Napoleon, did I ask this? King George III and Simon Bolivar all have in common? I don't think I asked
Napoleon,
that.
King George III, and Simon Bolivar?
Yeah, what do they all have in common?
What do they all have in common? Is it something to do with their height?
No.
They are in equestrian statues, although I can't imagine King George III in an equestrian statue.
Is this a personal thing? In other words,
it's personal.
Did they didn't all have porphyria, whatever that
porphyria?
Was. Porphyria.
Well, what is that?
It's what
that's
sounds
King
horrible.
George
had.
Yeah, it drove him mad. It's an imbalance. It's a chemical imbalance that leads to madness.
No.
Okay.
But let's see if I can tell you this much. It's a medical thing, I'll tell you that.
Well, they all had, Napoleon had hemorrhoids.
They did? No.
You think those thrones were so comfortable?
How do you know that?
Well, that's what he was suffering from at Waterloo.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, they say that's one of the reasons the battle was lost.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So it's a medical thing, you say?
Yeah.
Does it have to do with the way they died?
I'm not telling you anymore.
All right.
I told you too much already.
Obviously not, because we're not getting the answer. Okay, read the question once more, if you would.
What do Napoleon, King George III, and Simon Bolivar all have in common?
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, am I on?
You are.
Okay, I've got a two-part question.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the earliest serving American president to be photographed?
So they were in office at the time they were photographed.
The earliest serving? No, they were not. He was not.
Well,
the earliest serving American president to be photographed.
John Quincy Adams, I think.
That's correct. And who was the actual president who was the earliest photograph of an American president?
While in office. All right. Let me think for a minute. Well, Jackson, I don't know. No, I don't think so. Martin Van Buren. Well, I'm only guessing. While in office. All right, how about John Tyler?
Wrong.
Earlier?
I'm not saying.
All right. William Henry Harrison?
Bingo.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Leo, on your triplicate again, let me go back to that. I'm trying to have maybe two out of three. On a stage, a prop, a diamond, a pop, as in pop-up or pop-fly? No?
That's good.
No, okay.
That's
no.
That's good. I like that. Though.
And something else. Okay. I'll keep at it.
Okay.
Flop. Stage could be a flop.
Well.
Flop, pop.
That's not on a stage exactly.
Well, yeah.
It isn't. Mm, well, right. It could be. Yeah, I guess so.
It's not.
It's not pop, though.
Okay. And we have a couple of lines open if you'd like to call and join us with a question or answer. The number is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Leah, it is your turn.
Okay. I had some dog questions, too. I have breeds. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of these, but let me just give you 4 of them, and I'm going to give you the breed, and you name the state they are the state dog of.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Boykin Spaniel.
What?
Never even heard of that.
Boykin?
Boykin Spaniel.
Okay.
A Malamute. A Plot Hound, P-L-O-T-T. And a Great Dane.
What state they are? The state dog?
Yep.
Well, Malamute.
I didn't know states had dogs. Okay, Great Dane.
Is Malamute Alaska?
Yeah.
Well, that was the easiest one.
Right.
A Great Dane, I don't know.
Great Dane. Is there any logic involved in this at all? On Malamute, there's some logic involved. But Plot Hound, that's tougher. Huh. Okay. Why don't you just go through the whole thing once more?
Okay. I'm going to give you three breeds, and you tell me what state they are the state dog of. Oh, that's right. Bad English.
Right.
Great Dane, Plot Hound, Boykin Spaniel.
Okay. And let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, I was wondering about the question on the four negatives. One was about a diamond.
These are three bad things. What are you in a cave, sir?
One of them is the hope diamond is cursed.
Oh. No.
You have to turn your radio down, I think.
Or crawl out of the cave, yeah.
Are you there?
No.
Yeah, I guess so. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Calling from solitary.
Sir, are you
calling
there?
From solitary.
But that wasn't the right track.
No.
No? Okay. All right. All right. Give us a call. Area code 415-841-4134. 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255. All right. Here's a question you both can work on a little bit. I have a list of the 10 largest cities in the U.S. that are named after a food or has a food as part of their name. The 10 largest cities in the U.S. that are named either after a food or has a food as part of their name.
Named after a food?
Cities yeah, have been could named be. After, okay. Could be named after.
Okay, okay. Apples and
but so. The, a food named after the place like Boston Cream Pie does not qualify.
Does not qualify, no. Has to have a food in the name of the city. But it has to be a standing word. In other words, it can't be included as part of a bigger word.
Like Cherry's Jubilee, New Jersey.
Right, exactly. Well, no, that's okay. Cherry's Jubilee,
Cherry
New
Hill.
Jersey. No.
Yeah.
So the 10 largest cities in the U.S. that are named after a food or has food as part of their name.
Appleton, Wisconsin.
There is. Appleton, Wisconsin is one of them. Very good.
Okay. How about that?
Good job.
Okay, food.
I'll give you one more guess, Jerry.
Only one more?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
I don't want you to get too carried away.
Oh, Lima, Ohio. You don't have that, huh?
No, I don't have that. No, that's not one of them anyway.
Okay. That's better than the answer.
Your thinking is named after the Lima bean. Is that it?
Of course.
Yeah. How about is it Bismarck? Is a kind of roll? Is that
no? Because that's after the fact. In other words, they named the food after Bismarck. Mm. No, these cities all have food in their names.
This is a good one.
The 10 largest U.S. cities that are has food in their name, named after a food.
So. Is it Frankfort, Kentucky?
Yeah.
No, that would be Frankfurter, not Frankfort.
That's for Frankfort, actually. It's Frankfort, yeah.
Is it? No, it's not Frankfort.
I think it is.
Yeah, it is Frankfort. F-O-R-T.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But they don't pronounce it that way.
No. Okay, well, let's play with this for a while.
All right, we'll think it over.
Yeah, Orange Grove. Isn't there an Orange Grove in California or in
L.A.?
There are lots of Orange Groves in California. But there's no city called Orange Grove.
Isn't there one down by Carmel, Orange something?
No, that's Pacific Grove.
Pacific Grove, okay.
So, again, the 10 largest U.S. cities named after a food.
Muffinville, Ohio.
No. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134.
Rye, New York.
34, no.
Yeah,
Rye, New York.
Why not?
That is not named after food.
Rye is a food.
That is named after a person.
Who's Rye? Lord Rye or something?
There is somebody, yeah, but I looked that up.
Well, still, it's a crossover.
It is not named after a food.
I give you a bell.
Bing. Thank you. Rye, New York.
Yeah. And toll-free, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
How about Orange, New Jersey?
Yes. No.
Oh, come on.
Get out of here.
It's not one of the top 10.
Don't yell.
I've never seen you raise your voice on the show years.
It's not one of the top 10
how
cities.
How about Harris?
Oh, I forgot that part. Top 10.
Yeah,
okay.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, stop. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Colin.
anyone guess for the French aristocrat dog, the poodle?
It is not the poodle.
No.
Oh.
Okay. Is the badger dog a Jack Russell?
It is not.
Oh, okay. Striking out there. But I do have a question.
Right.
4 out of 5 Americans drink at least 2 cups of coffee a day.
Well, I'm not one of them.
All right.
What's the question?
The question is, what country drinks the most coffee per capita in the world?
I think we've had that in the past, but I don't remember.
You're safe in the knowledge that we never remember these things.
what country you said?
Yes.
Right? Amsterdam.
That's a city.
I'm sorry.
Not a city state. let's see. What country?
Brazil, of course.
Nope.
No, they do have an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
They do have an awful lot.
Per capita.
What part of the world is this in? Can you tell us?
It is not close to the equator.
It's not. Is it in Europe?
Yes.
Okay.
Latvia.
Close.
Close. Really close?
Really close.
Estonia.
No.
Lithuania.
No.
Poland.
No. Farther north.
Russia.
Finland.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Process of elimination.
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Hi, it's Nita in San Francisco.
Hi.
So I have a good guess about the Napoleon and Bolivar.
Oh, yes.
I couldn't hear that.
She has a guess on the what do those people have in common, Napoleon, Bolivar.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
They all have coins. They all have money on them.
They all have what?
They all have coins with their likenesses on them.
Well,
that's true.
That's true, but that's not the answer. I think a lot of leaders have the likenesses.
I'll give you a bell for it anyway because it's true.
Well, yes, it's true, but not true enough.
It's not true according to what Jerry has
written
down.
Good.
I'll take a text.
Good guess, though.
I'm sorry, what's that?
And I will take a technical bell.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, that's all I have. Thanks.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you'd like to give us a call, the number is area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. We are halfway through the show. Let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jerry?
Well, what do Napoleon, King George III, and Simon Bolivar all have in common? It's medically related. And that's all.
Medically related. Did they all suffer from this, Jerry? Was it an unpleasant thing?
Yes, it's an unpleasant thing.
Okay. All right. And was that it for you? You
know,
yeah, anything else?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Leah?
Okay. These dogs are the state animals of what states? The Great Dane, the Plothound, and the Boykin Spaniel. And here are three clues to three words that rhyme. The three clues is each a bad thing, on a stage, on a diamond, and on a medical report.
Bad thing. These are all single words you're looking
for.
Okay. And these are, excuse me, these are dog breed nicknames. I want you to tell me the breed they apply to, a different breed for each nickname. Number one, the badger dog. Number two, the lifesaver. Number three, the Great Lakes dog. Number four, the French aristocrat. Number five, the white cavalier. I should say the white cavalier, I've seen them white, but they're also come in different colors. I mean, not a wide variety of colors, but they're not all white. I have a list of the 10 largest U.S. cities in population that are named after a food. The 10 largest U.S. cities that are named after a food. So far, we have Appleton, Wisconsin.
Hershey, Pennsylvania.
That's good, but no, that's not one of them.
It's not the 10 largest.
It's not one of the 10 largest.
Yeah, that's like rye. It works, but not for his purposes.
Yeah, not for my purpose. And
I bet rye is bigger than some. Rye is pretty big, isn't it?
I don't have no idea.
I don't know. And, okay, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Mark in the Tenderloin.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. The lifesaver dog, is that a Dalmatian?
It is not. That's a perfectly logical guess, but no, it's not.
Okay. And I got a question. In plants or trees, when you have a leaf, what is the middle vein that goes through the leaf called?
You know, I used to know all these things because they drilled it into us in junior high school.
Not botany. What's it called?
Yeah,
I remember
the stem and the
pistil and the stamen.
That's in
the
flower.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's the same.
As close as we can come anymore.
Same class.
What is it called?
Yeah, it goes from the stem to the tip of the leaf.
Oh, obviously they didn't drill it into me well enough.
A vein.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It is a vein, but it's more properly called something else. It begins with an M, as in Mary.
An M. Vein. Could it be used as a medical term, too?
If you're a plant doctor.
Well, what's that?
If you're a plant doctor.
Well, in the same way vein could be used as in like, you know, part of a body.
Not usually.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. I don't think we know.
Do you want me to leave it with the person that runs the show?
Okay, if you want to do that, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
All right, we'll put you on hold. Hold on, okay? Thank you. And Jerry, it is your turn, I believe.
Okay. A famous American comic page character coincidentally had the same name and birth date in England, yet they were totally unrelated, and it just was circumstantial that they Both were created at the same time and the same name. Neither one had ever heard of the other, supposedly.
What was the cartoon something in that question. Start that again.
Cartoon character. A famous American comic page character coincidentally had the same name and birth date in England, yet they were totally unrelated. Neither, supposedly, had ever heard of the other. What was the cartoon?
But the same birth date
as what?
March 1951.
No, but...
As what?
They had the same birth date.
One was a cartoon character in what? America, and the other was a what?
Yeah.
Was also a cartoon character. I'm sorry.
In England?
They were both cartoon characters independently named the same
but
thing.
But was one of the cartoon characters in England and one in the United States?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Huh. Well...
I'll give you one guess each.
I don't know. Was Andy Capp one of them?
That's before that.
All right.
He was a British, yeah.
Yeah, though that's that. I mean,
But that was way after that. That was in the
70s. The English comic character is somebody we would know? I mean, we'd have heard of.
No, I never had any.
All right. Well, that makes it a little harder.
Well, it doesn't, because it's the same name as the one.
Oh, all right. Okay.
As you have heard of.
And so the strip started in 1951. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Peanuts? Is it Charlie Brown?
No, that's a good guess, but no, because he started in 50.
Yeah, right. Huh. Okay, leave it out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
It's Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good, thanks.
Well, the only comic strip I could think of, perhaps, is like, say, Steve Canyon.
No.
No.
Mary Worth.
No.
Yeah.
No. Apartment 3G. Right.
Rex Morgan, MD.
Yeah.
Apartment 3G.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, your question on Simon Bolivar and...
Yeah.
They all have syphilis.
Well, they may have, but this is not the answer that I have. Everybody had syphilis.
Not bad enough they had hemorrhoids. They had to have syphilis, too.
Yeah.
Did they all? Are you sure? That's not my answer.
What a miserable...
Well, that's okay. That's my guess. And
it's a good guess. It's medical, and I would have to give it a bell, but it's not...
Don't give me a bell. It
probably trumps anything else they had.
Those horrible syphilitic hemorrhoids.
Unless they just were bored revolutionaries, something like that.
Mm.
All right, Dana, your question, largest cities with food in it. How about Orange, California?
That is correct. Orange, California is number one.
Didn't somebody just guess that?
No, they said Orange Grove or something.
No,
Orange,
someone said
Jersey.
Orange, New Jersey.
But that's not Orange, New Jersey. It's Orange, California. There's
a
difference.
Okay.
All right, how about Walnut Creek?
Yes, Walnut Creek.
Very good.
Very good.
Excellent.
Okay, and how about pepperoni pizza with extra onions, Connecticut?
Nope. Nice try, though.
Yeah. I hope Linda from El Cerrito also mentioned Thomas Jefferson as president on a bill.
Yeah, we mentioned that. He's on the
$2
bill.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, well, since I got those two, that's good enough for me.
All right. Thanks, Sparky. Bye-bye.
Isn't there a Tillamook, Washington? Where the cheese comes from?
Yeah, but it's not it has to be named after the food, not the the make of the food. You know, like Tillamook is a
cheese.
It's a cheese, yeah, but that's the maker of the cheese, Tillamook. Like it's not like
that's the name of the cheese.
Yeah,
it's a brand of cheese.
Anyway, it's not one of them.
Okay.
People always.
I'm getting hungry. I got rye and Tillamook, and they don't count.
Mm. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, this is MT from Knob Hill.
Hi.
And we would like to answer the dog question about the badger.
Yes.
The dachshund?
It is the dachshund. Very good. I guess they
and
were...
And the lifesaver?
So they
oh,
were,
I'm sorry.
They originally were used to hunt badgers? Is that... I guess so.
Or they look like badgers.
Yeah, with their body shape.
Yeah.
And then the lifesaver would be the St. Bernard.
It is not the St. Bernard. I know everybody thinks it's the St. Bernard, but it's not.
How about the Afghan for the
White Cavalier?
White Cavalier,
it's,
yeah.
No, it's not the Afghan. It's not a dog that looks anything like the Afghan, I'll give you that.
Well, we tried.
We did.
All right, and then one question for you. What is Liza Minnelli's favorite color?
Is this a joke?
I hope so.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's
no,
not.
It's her favorite color.
Blue. Who knows?
No, I want to hear the punchline to this. Go ahead. What is her favorite color?
Actually, there isn't a punchline to it. It's what she likes, her clothing and...
Oh, well, she wears a lot of black. I know that.
That's correct, but that's not the right her favorite color.
Oh, all right. It's not her favorite color. What is it?
It's red.
Red.
Oh.
It's red.
Okay.
Because well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
That sounds like that must have come out of a hard-hitting interview.
One of those Cosmos stories. Leah, it's your turn.
Okay. Here's another question to follow up on that. How did the lollipop get its name?
Well, Lolly.
Lolly. It was named after...
That's a British term, I think, isn't
Lolly.
It?
Lolly.
Was it in England?
Lolly is short for what name? Woman's name, girl's name.
Tulala Bankhead?
No. Lolly. Lolly.
No. Was it named after a particular person?
Luella,
no,
maybe.
No, was it
maybe
named
Luella
after a person?
All right. Lolly. Uh-uh.
That was the name of Stella Dallas's daughter on the radio show. That's all.
Lolly?
Lolly. She
really?
Called her Lolly.
Okay.
I don't
think that was the reason.
Everything I know I learned from radio.
I guess so. Would you repeat the question, Leah?
How did a lollipop get its name? Okay. 1908 was the date.
1908.
Oh, wow.
Does the date have anything to do with the...
No.
Lolly.
Okay, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It's Michael from El Cerrito.
Hi, Michael.
I just got beaten up from, I guess, the badger dog.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think the short legs allowed the toxin to go under brush.
Right.
The French aristocrat, would that be the Bouvier de Flanders?
No, it is something with far less aristocratic than that.
Oh, I'm disappointed. Well, it's my best guess. I'm really drawing a blank on these. Would Frankfort, Kentucky be named after it?
No.
That Frankfort, Kentucky
is... Leah tried to squeeze that one in. But
Frankfort, Kentucky is named after Frankfort, Germany.
Yeah.
Oh, just the spelling has changed.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's all I have for you.
Thank you very much.
How about peanut butter, North Dakota? No?
Okay. No. I will say that, think in terms of California... and Florida.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. Well,
citrus
fruit.
Citrus Grove is
the
place.
Yeah.
No, but you're on the right track.
Lemonville.
Phoenix.
Stop saying Phoenix. Phoenix is a mythical bird. This is a real. It tastes great.
What is it? What
is only filling. Phoenix on a stick?
Yeah,
especially charred.
And if you'd like to join us, the number is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Me. So, okay, I know the name of the disease. Well, it's a disease that George III, Napoleon, and whoever else was...
Simon Bolivar.
What was it?
Yeah, and it's... I'm not sure if I can really pronounce it. It starts with a P.
Porphyria,
because there was a movie a few years ago called The Madness of King George. Mm-hmm.
We tried that on Jerry, and it didn't work. Leah tried that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had company, and so I couldn't. So that's not it.
No. That's not what I have, mm-hmm. anyway. Yeah.
Oh, rats.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's a medical thing, you said.
Yes.
Medical.
Yes.
It's not syphilis, not hemorrhoids, not porphyria.
You're on the right track. I mean, it's something that they were all thought to have died from.
Arsenic poisoning.
Yes, okay. I just gave it to you. Okay. Arsenic. They were all thought to have died from an overdose of arsenic.
Yeah, I think they disproved that in terms of in Napoleon's case, but I don't know.
Well, I'm not up on that.
Okay.
As you are.
All right. All right.
I'm still going after these food states.
All right. Cities.
Food cities.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is it me?
It is you.
Hey, guys. It's Alec in San Francisco.
Hi.
Let me start with my long shot. Bad things on stage, on a diamond, and on a medical report. A slip on stage, a chip on the diamond, and a blip on the medical report.
That's good.
But
I like
it's
that.
Not the one. I think you should get a bell for it, but it's not the one I have in mind.
Thank you very much for the bell.
Okay.
Let's see, a bell for effort.
So that's a great one.
Thank you. The comics characters that simultaneously appeared in the U.S. and the U.K. but had no connection whatsoever were both called Dennis the Menace.
Correct.
Oh, excellent.
Very good. How'd you know that?
Called The Beano, which is still published. I lived in the U.K. for a few years.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They would talk about Dennis the Menace, but they talked about him doing all these, like, vulgar, violent things. I was like, what?
Yeah, he was a much more menacing character than Hank Ketchum.
Yeah, he was sort of a juvenile delinquent.
He was, yeah. Very good call.
Somebody wrote to me this week that he, at the paper, that he always hated Dennis the Menace, and that, in fact, how did this go? The real-life character who was the model for Dennis the Menace turned out to be, grew up and became a prison guard. And in fact, this guy was writing that he really looked at him this week and he decided that Donald Trump looks like Dennis the Menace.
He does look like
a grown-up version. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
The hair resembles it. I mean, Dennis the Menace,
yeah,
the American one's a little young for a comb-over, but
very good. But I thought Dennis the Menace was... I thought Dennis the Menace.
Thank you very much.
I thought he was based on Hank Ketchum's
son. Yeah,
I've always heard that.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so at this year's Oakland Museum White Elephant Sale, mm-hmm, I bought a toy version of a device called a praxinoscope, a praxinoscope. What is a praxinoscope?
Well, I'm a volunteer there, you know.
Yeah, so you went through every item.
So yeah, I went through every single item at the sale. No.
It examines your prax.
What? Can you spell it for us again? Would you mind?
Praxinoscope.
Okay. And you bought it.
It's a toy version of a device.
Of this. So would you say this was a learning kind of toy? Like, you know, one of those Fisher-Price, you know, my first praxinoscope?
No. It's more of a reconstruction of something that was once considered very serious and miraculous and impressive.
Oh.
Prax, P-R-A-X.
Yep.
Huh.
It uses paper discs, and it uses a small mirror, as well as other...
Oh, is it like a kaleidoscope?
No, but you do look through it.
Or a spirograph?
You do spin part of it.
Oh, then what are those things that you look through when you go like this?
That's a kaleidoscope.
No, not a kaleidoscope. It's is it a kaleidoscope?
A ViewMaster?
No, it's not a ViewMaster.
Anybody who remembers ViewMasters is
I remember.
I have a ViewMaster. Yeah.
Still do? Wow.
Now, I think you got us on this.
Yeah, it's a it was an early device used for animation. So when they first animated a running horse, it goes around the rim of a paper disc, and you look through a slot and look at it in the mirror.
Okay.
I thought that was a zoetrope or something. I thought
zoetrope.
But I thought that was what the name of the device was.
Oh. Maybe it is. But
they're similar. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
But I thought you said this was used medically.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought you did. I misunderstood.
No,
okay. That's okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, is that me?
It is you.
Yeah, hi, great. Hi, Harris from Emeryville.
Hi.
They mentioned Walnut Creek before, but there's also a Walnut, California.
There is, but it's not in the top, it's not the 10 largest U.S. cities named after a food.
Okay. How about Concord, Massachusetts and Concord, California?
Because of Concord grapes. No, it has to be more specific than that.
Okay, and you wouldn't accept Calistoga being Calistoga water.
No. It's actually named after the food, not the make of the food or the type of the food.
Well, then I'm 0-3. Let me try a political question concerning primaries, since it's the primary season now.
Okay.
During the primary for the 1960 election, there was a person working with Robert Kennedy to mess up the Wisconsin primary so that Humphrey would lose and JFK would win. What did they do, and who was the person?
Who's the person?
Kind of a dirty trick.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Dick Tuck?
Yeah, that's how I was trying to think of his name. Yeah, Dick Tuck.
Is this somebody who's famous on their own?
I don't think so. He might have been more noticeable in the 60s, but I've never heard of him since then.
Oh, so not like an E. Howard Hunt or the Gordon Liddy or anybody like that.
Yeah, it's a guy like that. It's a guy like that. He was a dirty trick specialist.
No, we don't know. Sorry.
Okay, I'll tell you. The guy's name was Paul Corbin, C-O-R-B-I-N, and he spread around brochures about JFK being a Catholic so that people would think that Humphrey did it, and then they would vote for JFK.
Ah.
The Catholics would all vote for JFK.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is John from Richmond.
Hi, John.
And I was wondering if Manteca, California, counted as a city named for a food.
No. What kind of food is
Manteca fed beef?
I
think it's lard.
No, actually. It has to be specific about the food. Like, you know, when he had Walnut Creeks, like it's walnut. I mean, it's a food, not a brand name of a food. Right?
Well, Manteca is just Spanish for lard.
Oh. Anyway, it's not one of them.
Okay. And regarding praxinoscopes and zoetropes and other things, I could go on about the difference, but one has rotating mirrors and the other has rotating slits, but otherwise they're very similar.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate you clearing that up. That's good. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
We have experts in every category.
It's true. All you have to do is ask, and then we get that answer.
Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, my name is Connie.
Hi.
I'm calling from Berkeley. I don't know the size of these cities, but there is Lemon Grove, California, that's in San Diego County, and there's a Sugar Land, Texas.
Sugar Land, Texas is one of them. Very good.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is that where the movie is set?
The Sugar Land Express.
Yeah. It is. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Marcy from the East Bay.
Hi.
Hi, and I just had a question for you guys. Uh-huh. And I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'll make it quick. Back in the 1900s, where there were people breeding dogs for loyalty and so forth,
mm-hmm.
The pit bull was developed in Argentina for the locking jaws by two brothers to protect their crop fields. From which animal?
Oh. Gosh, we're almost out of time. Would you be interested in calling back next week with the same question?
Sure. You guys can write it down.
Yeah. Well, it will give you a little more time next week because we're almost out.
No worries.
All right. Thank you very much. Didn't mean to. Yeah. Thanks a lot. All right. Time to clean up here. What do we got, Jerry?
I don't have anything.
All right. Leah.
Pennsylvania's the Great Dane, North Carolina's the Plot Hound, and South Carolina's the Boykin Spaniel. But now, the rhyming triplets, and Mr. David gets credit for plop, drop, and polyp, but that's not the one I had in mind. Three bad things. On a stage, Trump. On a diamond, slump. On a medical report, lump.
Oh.
Wait a minute. On a
that's
stage,
an opinion.
Trump?
Yeah.
That's an opinion.
What Trump. Does that mean? What does that mean on stage? I don't know. I don't get it.
When he speaks from a stage.
All right.
Trump?
Yeah.
Trump.
Dog breed nicknames. The Lifesaver is the Newfoundland. Oh, the Great Lakes dog is the American Water Spaniel. The French Aristocrat is the Basset Hound. The White Cavalier is the Bull Terrier. The 10 largest cities named after food that nobody got. Citrus Heights, California. Sugar Land, Texas. Somebody got that. Apple Valley, California. Port Orange, Florida. Coconut Creek, Florida, Pearland, Texas, and Apple Valley, Minnesota. All right. And if we get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight, well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, Leah Garchik. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. So thanks to David Locke-Tulip and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. Have a great week, everybody. Please join us on Easter for our show. Bye-bye.
One more answer. What is the middle vein of a leaf
Trump
called?
It's Trump
called
mid-rib. On a stage, on a diamond.
That's it for the panel there here on Minds Over Matter. KLW is a media sponsor for the Jewish Community